set the tone for the whole night. Right now, we're going to pin this young quarterback deep.
And Mitchell Trubisky, the rookie from North Carolina, heads out to the field to a rousing ovation from the Soldier Field throng. On first and 10 from his own 20, takes the snap. Here's Emerson Griffin. Boom! It's a strip sack. And imagine that. The Vikings defense provides the spark. It's Emerson Griffin with a strip sack.
6.5 sacks. That's 5 games in a row. Emerson Griffin has had a sack to start this season. They haven't had a man do that since the Hall of Famer Chris Dolman.
What up?
After a low-scoring first half, the defense continued to limit rookie Mitch Trubisky in his first start. And on offense, the Vikings began to establish some momentum.
Vikings are moving. He runs to the sideline, throws in the back of the end zone. Wide open. Touchdown reception. Uncovered. Short touchdown pass. Rudolph. A two-handed, helmet-high, right in front of his face mask grab.
And the Minnesota Vikings lead 9-2.
The question is Kyle Rudolph playing? Is he playing Duck Duck Gray Duck or Duck Duck Goose, as they would call it here in Chicago?
Oh, my God!
You
might
come back and change that game.
They're doing a nice job mixing the tempo against these linebackers.
Second and 5, toss right, McKinnon following a pulling F line, and McKinnon gets to the 40, to the 30, and it's loose! Inside the 10, touchdown! Jerick McKinnon runs roughshod on the Chicago Bears.
You run for touchdowns, right?
Give me a smile.
I told you we were going to break one today, right? Keep going, right?
That's great coaching by Pat Shurmur and the Vikings offensive staff. They go with a quick count, and before Chicago is set, it's over.
I told you, you know why we're here, Pat? Hey, they got to come to us.
After a series of unconventional plays, Chicago was back in the game.
Oh, it's a fake punt and it's going to work. O'Donnell throws to Benny Cunningham in the center.
Trubisky to the end zone, deflected and caught. And Andrew Sendejo cannot believe he didn't pick it off. And some trickery, how about that play? It wound up getting pitched back to Trubisky to tie the game.
Late in the fourth quarter, the rookie signal caller had time and the ball on his side. But in a division game, you take any win you can get. And that's exactly what the Vikings had in mind.
The Chicago Bears with a rookie quarterback have come back to tie this game. 2:32 to play in the fourth.
Well, can he march them down the field for a dramatic victory in his first NFL start?
Here we go. The rookie from North Carolina takes the snap, looking over the center of the field, sees nothing, runs out to the right, passes. Intercepted by Harry the Hitman, and he spins away from Trey McBride. Harry the Hitman picked off Mitch Trubisky with 2:20 to go in the game, and the game's tied at 17. Let's go!
Harry!
Well, Paula had an interesting conversation with Ty Forbath. Said, hey, how about a game-winning field goal here? I said, on this side, absolutely. So we'll see, boys.
And Trubisky will watch from the sideline helplessly as his defense has to hold him out.
Ty Forbath wearing the purple 2 in the center of his jersey will try to leave the field holding one finger in the air. Kicking to the north side of Soldier Field. Snap spot. Right-footed Forbath kick. Is good! And that's the ball game. The Minnesota Vikings march into Soldier Field and beat the Chicago Bears 20-17.
It wasn't perfect, all right? We knew it wasn't going to be perfect. But we did what we came here to do, right? We got one in the division now, right? Got to go get another one this next week, right?
Amen, sir. Exactly.
Let's go to work. Let's go to work.
Right, side 3. 1, 2, 3.
Bias. Exactly.